People are going to love today. Friday, June 3rd, 2022, back squat, 7x1. I mean, just a classic heavy day. And you know what? You deserve it. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on December 10th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, look at the notes section. How did it go? How did you build up in loading? What were your rest periods? Should you make an adjustment this time? If you're not using the notes section, I highly recommend that you do. It's great. So, if you haven't watched this other video that I attached to Heavy Days, you really need to. It's entitled, How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing what weight you should, rest periods, and more. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. I attached the video, but you can find it in audio format if you would prefer that. We have a video showing the back squat. Super fitness robot for this would be 90% or higher of your one rep max held across all seven sets. More likely is anything 70% or higher. And if you're thinking, do I have to hold the same loading across all seven sets or can I go up or down? That's why you need to watch the How to Approach Heavy Days video. We discussed that. The wild card option is seven sets of one in the front squat. So maybe if that is the heavy below parallel lift that would benefit you more, maybe you struggle a bit more with the front squat, your back squat is much better, be a great option for you. Scaled option, seven sets of one back squat. Because scaling on a day like today is relatively easy, and what I mean by that is you can just keep lowering the weight and get almost anybody in the world to do a 7x1 back squat when you get them down to a very light loading, an empty barbell, or a broom handle or a PVC pipe. Darn near anybody can do it. And the goal today is, yeah, you'd like to lift some heavy weight and look cool on Instagram, right? But the goal is to just work on your fitness. And whatever loading makes sense, that's the loading that you should choose. And the goal is to walk out of the gym better at the back squat than you walked in. And if you do that, today is a success. I don't care what's on the bar. Let's see, limited equipment option. They never get shortchanged. Two rounds, not for time, 100 meters of a walking lunge, that's unloaded, no weight, and then 50 air squats, unloaded, no weight. And I know, they're going to get in a quote-unquote heavy day or a strength-building day without touching loading. It is possible, and they will not be shortchanged with the leg strength and stamina that workout delivers. We've got videos showing those two movements. For them, super fitness robot time, 14 minutes and 30 seconds or less. The more likely time could be upwards of 25 minutes. No equipment workout of the day. Same as the limited equipment option. It's the two rounder. Accessory work, optional as always. Side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side. We've got a video there. And then pistols, aka one-legged squats. 20 to 40 on the right leg. Certainly don't need to be unbroken. 20 to 40 on the left leg. In a video showing that. That's a challenging movement. I love them. I have a love-hate relationship with them. And on days where I just don't have the flexibility to do them unassisted, I by all means will grab a piece of furniture, the side of my house, an upright of my squat rack or pull-up bar, and use that to help stabilize me, and I'll still be doing squats on one leg. And it's a great strength builder. Or I can stand on a little something to help me get that range of motion. So there are ways to build, if you're creative and safe with this, you can do one-legged strength building squats that maybe don't look like totally unassisted pistol squats, and you'll still get the benefit from it. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. We've got some dumbbell goodness heading your way tomorrow.